This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome again to Between the Keys. I'm very happy you're here because I'm going to confess some of my kitchen secrets. Wow, wow, wow. I usually come up with a theme for each episode, or I will come up with a specific composer or a genre that I want to explore, or else I build an episode around a special guest. And I always spend lots of time choosing performances, mixing and matching, and making sure that the timings turn out to be absolutely perfect. You see, the show has to be exactly 58 minutes and 30 seconds, no more, no less. In addition, I always have cue cards to read from. I write a script. Don't think that I speak spontaneously at all. And I do a lot of editing, much more than you would suspect. However, from time to time, like on this episode this week, I like to just freeform it and throw out the format, and I just poke around my collection for music and, you know, just wing it. So that's what it's going to be this week. I'm just going to be spontaneous, and we're going to see where the music takes us. Many years back, I reviewed this Beethoven sonata cycle on CD, recorded by a marvelous pianist whose name is Peter Takacs. And I hadn't thought about this set in a while, and I listened again to his performance of Beethoven's Pastoral Sonata. That's the one in D major, number 15, opus 28. His performance of the first movement is so vibrant and dynamic. He really gets the lyrical qualities to perfection, but he's not afraid to bring out the passion and to really make a big noise if he needs to. So let's listen to the opening Allegro movement from Beethoven's Sonata number 15, Peter Takacs at the piano. pianist Peter Takacs performing music by Beethoven, the opening allegro from the Sonata number 15 in D major, commonly known as the Pastoral Sonata. Okay, here's something that's anything but pastoral. It's totally the opposite. It's a rag in 7/4 time, which means that you really can't dance to it. And it's by David Chesky, who I think is an incredibly inventive composer. He wrote a bunch of rags that all have to do with New York. And this rag in 7/4 time is called the Thanksgiving Day Parade Rag. And if you listen closely, you're going to hear that old song, Turkey in the Straw, rush by faster than a speeding bullet. Here's David Chesky. That was music by David Chesky, performed by the composer, the Thanksgiving Day Rag. I have a selection now that I really should have included on my recent episode devoted to homages and tributes, because this composition is one of David Lang's memory pieces, which is a cycle of pieces written in memory of friends and colleagues who had passed away. This is a piece I really love. It's called Wed, W-E-D, and it was written in memory of Cale Erickson. When David Lang follows his lyrical instincts all the way and really commits to them, his music really reaches out and touches me. Let's listen to one of David Lang's memory pieces, this one called Wed. It's performed by Andrew Zolinsky. Thank you. music by David Lang from his Memory Pieces. That is a work entitled WED, W-E-D, composed in memory of Kale Erickson. We heard it performed by Andrew Zolinsky. The pianist and the scholar Paul Bedora Skoda turned 90 this year, and I recently reviewed a reissue of his complete edition of Schubert's Piano Sonatas. It came out on RCA Victor in the early 1970s. It was just reissued for the first time on CD. He plays the so-called Little A Major Sonata in three movements with the Deutsch number 664. I especially like this performance of the last movement, and I hope you like it too. Thank you. That was the finale from Franz Schubert's Piano Sonata in A Major, the so-called Little A Major Sonata. I guess you call it the Little A Major to distinguish it from the Big A Major, which is the posthumously published sonata. We heard it performed by Paul Badura Skoda. That's a recording from the late 1960s for RCA Victor. It was recently reissued by Sony BMG for the first time on CD. I want to remind you that you are listening to Between the Keys here on the Classical Network, and my name is Jed Disler. Usually I have a theme or a topic or a genre that I explore on Between the Keys, or I have a guest, but this time I'm just winging it and just playing selections spontaneously. So I'm looking at my iTunes window, and I see that I had uploaded into iTunes several performances of Schoenberg's Suite for Piano, Opus 25. Don't ask me why I did it. I think I just wanted to listen to them. So I thought we would compare the opening prelude in several performances. First, I'm going to play it with a pianist, Michael Field. You may not know who he is, but he was part of a piano duo called Appleton and Field, and he eventually faded out of classical music, and he became one of America's best-known cooking instructors, believe it or not. Let's listen. Music of Schoenberg, Michael Field. Prelude from Schoenberg's Suite for Piano in a recording by Michael Field. I think that's from the 1950s. I don't know exactly what year. Michael Field was a great pianist who turned into a famous cooking instructor. Now let's hear that same piece of music with one of Arnold Schoenberg's closest associates, the pianist Edward Steuermann. Again, the prelude from Arnold Schoenberg's Suite for Piano, played by Edward Steuermann, who was an associate of Schoenberg. Perhaps Steuermann's playing is a little stricter and more precise than Michael Field's, although Michael Field is quite outgoing and passionate. Both these recordings are from the 1950s in mono and only available on LP. I mean, obviously they were available on LP. There are some digital transfers that people have uploaded online. There is a group of four intermezzos by a composer whom I had not heard of before. His name is Peter Gilbert. I find that this final piece among the four intermezzos really gets to me. It's quite stately and beautiful. It almost reminds me of Brahms in a way. I'd like to share it with you now. Thank you. pianist Emanuele Orciulli, performing music by Peter Gilbert, the last in a group of four intermezzos. That comes from a double CD collection on the Innova label. It's called Walk in Beauty. I was looking not too long ago at all of my playlists for past Between the Keys episodes, and I noticed that I have not yet played one of Chopin's most important large-scale works, his Fantasy in F minor. I have a recording in front of me with the pianist Claudio Arrau. He recorded it in the late 1970s, and Arrau himself was in his mid-70s, I think. And at this point in his career, Arrau often liked slow tempos, and he liked to be very emphatic and underlining details and so serious, and he always liked to talk about the proximity of death. But every once in a while, he would just catch fire and become really, really inspired. I remembered his recording of the Chopin Fantasy on the Philips label as being really involving and impassioned, so I hope my memory hasn't played tricks on me. So let's listen to Chopin's Fantasy in F minor with Claudio Arrau.
Thank you.
I think my memory is pretty accurate. That was indeed a very involved and detailed and thought out and inspired performance of Chopin's Fantasy in F minor, opus 49. That's a recording that came out in 1977 or 78 with pianist Claudio Arrau. It looks like we have time for one more piece, so how about something completely different? This is music that's full of effervescence with lots of charm by the French composer Cécile Chaminade. This is the finale from her Piano Trio No. 1 in G minor. Thank you. music by Cécile Chaminade, the Allegro Molto Agitato Finale from her Piano Trio No. 1 in G minor, performed by the Trio Parnassus. And with that, we have to make way for our following program coming up in the next hour on the Classical Network. Somehow, we always manage to have a good variety of music on those occasions when I can't make up my mind what to play until the last minute. I look forward to us being together next week at this time for Between the Keys, which, by the way, is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. Until next time, be kind and compassionate. We need that more than ever these days. Take care.